All right. We have something new today that we're trying out for May and for June. And that is that we're going to have our youth. If you've noticed, you were greeted by youth and families this morning. Our youth, our liturgists and ushers, and we're excited to try this on the second Sunday of each month. So let's make sure that we support them, and they're going to do a great job, and we'll encourage them. And it's just good to see our young people in the church serving the Lord and leading us today. So, ladies, we're going to let you take it over.
Happy Mother's Day. We have some prayer concerns. Keep Margaret Patton's family in your prayers. She passed away Thursday, and her funeral will be here on Tuesday. For announcements, the Red Butterflies have lunch on May 16th at 11:30. There's a sign-up sheet in the narthex for Pastor's farewell dinner. On May 22nd at 3 p.m., there is a listening session in Port Huron. Also, Ivan Henderson's grandson, Mike, graduated Friday from the Police Academy with a Firearms Award. Wait. For birthdays this week, today we have Mike Moore, tomorrow is Vera Nichols, and on the 14th is Carol Martino. For an anniversary, we have Larry and Mary Van Worker on May 9th.
Morning on this Mother's Day. Also want to lift up those that are sick. We had several who have been ill this week, including myself, and I'm feeling better, but not probably up to where I like to be. And just want you to know that we want to pray for all of those who are not here today, because there was a lot that have been sick. So please keep them in your prayers. And I have about a minute. How's the news coming over here? We're not on the air yet. Where are we? All right, why don't we have Melissa just play something for us for a second until we get on, and then you guys can continue. How's that? All right.
Welcome to Sandusky First United Methodist Church. Our vision statement is love, care, and share like Christ. The mission statement of our denomination, go make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Pastor Sue Platt will be bringing us the morning message. We are Riley and Kylie, worship leader for this morning. Our acolyte today is Adeline. Please stand as, please quiet your minds and prepare your hearts for worship. Please stand as able for, Please stand as able for Shepherd Me, O God, and worship Majesty, worship His Majesty. Our call to worship today is, Lord, open our hearts and minds to hear the message of salvation.
God sent His Son into the world that the world might be saved through Him.
Lord, tell us right now, are you the long-awaited Messiah?
Jesus. Jesus said, "The deeds I do by my Father's authority speak for themselves. The Father and I are one." Let us pray.
Lord God, in whom we find life, health, and strength, through whose gifts we are clothed and fed, through whose mercy we have been forgiven and cleansed, be our guide, strength, Savior, and Lord of all our days. We offer our prayers through Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Our opening hymn today is "Savior, Like a Shepherd, Lead Us."
Be seated. Karen Pettis is now going to come and give us a presentation.
Good morning. You may have read something in the newsletter that went out last week about the United Methodist Women. And so this is just to expand on it a little bit. The United Methodist Women organized in 1869, which makes us 153 years old this year. In March of this year, a vote was taken, and the vote was taken in the big United Methodist Church. A vote was taken, and we now have a new name. We are now called the United Women in Faith. So, what does it mean to be a member of the United Women in Faith? A member is one who believes in the purpose of an organization and chooses to participate in various activities of the organization. Well, I took that sentence right out of the magazine article that was explaining it. But as I read it, I wanted to break it down and simplify it. Look around the church. All of us, you know, take a second. There are women who knit and crochet prayer shawls and other items. There's women who organize the liturgist and the ushers. There's women who work with the acolytes. Women who are teachers and preachers. Women who work at the garage sales and the dinners. Women who are the official scorekeepers at our softball games. And there are women who lovingly work at the funeral dinners. And there's a lot more that I didn't mention, but those are just some that came to my mind when I was reading what really United Women in Faith means. You know, we're not many here, but we're strong, and we're resilient, and we keep on keeping on with the good fight. So, by saying it that way, it's not just a group of three or four who get together once a month and try to plan things. We are all United Women in Faith. And by doing these things, we remain focused on leadership, education, and the opportunities to put love into action. Our meetings are announced on the back of the bulletin, so if you would like to join the United Women in Faith at a meeting, it's 30 minutes long, sometimes 45, on the first Thursday of the month. And it's Mother's Day. So we've provided a treat for everyone here, and they'll be given out at the door. These are beautiful packaged cupcakes. And I bought 75, but I know there's 73 down there. So I don't know. I don't know who had to sample. I don't know if it was me or someone else. That's another mystery in this church. So we will meet you at the door, and everybody can take one. You're not going to have a mess in the car. The kids, give them something to anticipate as soon as they get home. And thank you for sharing in the United Women in Faith.
Amen. Thank you. Our children, our youth, are going to lead us this morning with, so come on up. They're going to lead us with the children's message.
You go first.
Just go there. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you hang my first painting on the refrigerator, and I immediately wanted to paint another.
When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you make my favorite cake for me. I learned the little things can be the special things in life.
When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you make a meal and take it to a friend who was sick, and I learned what it means to serve one another in brotherly love.
When you thought I wasn't looking, I heard you pray over me and kiss me goodnight. I felt loved and safe.
When you thought I wasn't looking, I heard you pray over...
No, it's this one.
Oh. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw how you handled your responsibilities even when you didn't feel good, and I learned what it means to glorify God in all things.
When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you give your time and money to the church and the people who needed it, and I learned that God loves a cheerful giver.
When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw tears come to your eyes, and I learned that sometimes things hurt, but it's all right to cry.
When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you care, and I wanted to be everything that I could be.
When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you praying and reading God's word, and I learned to depend on and trust in Him too.
When you thought I wasn't looking, I looked at you and I wanted to say, thanks for all the things I saw you when you thought I wasn't looking.
Magic, outstanding, marvelous. mom is perfect, cool, and magical of love.
Mother's Day. Moms are amazing at everything they do. Outstanding, the best. Hearts are made out of gold. Excellent, remarkable, safe, their hugs make you feel. Dazzling, amazing, yay, it's Mother's Day.
Mom, my mom is nice, good at a lot of things. My mom is the best mom in the world.
My mom is great at hugging, awesome, amazing, and kind. I love her so much, and she loves me. Can all the moms stand up?
Here's the Old Testament reading of Psalm 23.
The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He gives me He guides me along the right paths. For his name's sake, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint me with my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. May God add his blessings upon the reading of his word.
Thank you, ladies. You have done a great job. Our choir now will sing, I Was There to Hear Your Morning Cry. As we go to our Lord in prayer this week, we continue to lift up businesses in our community. And this week, we are praying for Sandusky Arts Council. The youth have also written, everyone has a great week. So we pray that you've had a great week and you have a great week this week as well. And just so you know, youth, that was my last one. So I'll need some more from the Sunday school class. Let us now go to our Lord in prayer. Let us pray. O holy and gracious God, you were there to hear our mourning cry. Our moms were there to hear our mourning cry. As we move in this journey of life, we know that you continue to watch over us, to guide us and lead us. We pray, Lord, that we don't go off the path that you have directed us, but that we are faithful and obedient to stay strong in following you. We thank you, God, for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us on the cross, who gives us hope for eternal life, the promise of life everlasting. And as we hear your message today, Lord, through all of the parts of worship, music and prayer and children and singing your word, we pray, Lord, that our ears are open and our eyes are open, that we may see and feel your presence with us, that we are your sheep, and that we know your voice. And Lord, we have so many that are suffering today, whether it's a loss of a loved one, illness, finances, relationships. We ask that you bathe us with your blessing. Wrap us around your hands, Lord, that we are well taken care of. Be with us and keep us safe, bringing peace and comfort. Lord, we pray for this world, a world that seems to be turned upside down in chaos and war. We continue to pray for those in Ukraine, that they may be safe, that families can be reunited soon, that the war will stop and they can find peace. Lord, we give it to you. And we pray that you have mercy on them. In our own country, in our own community, in our own church, Lord, we all need you. So we call out your name, for we know you hear us. And we say, here we are, Lord. Help us. We pray all of this in the name of the risen Christ who taught us together to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let us sing our hymn of preparation, Lamb of God.
Thank you.
This morning I read out of the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 22 to 30. Hear these words. Then came the festival of dedication at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was in the temple courts walking in Solomon's colonnade. The Jews who were gathered around him saying, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." And Jesus answered, "I did tell you, but you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify about me, but you do not believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable and pleasing unto you, O Lord. Now may there be less and less of me and more of you. These things I pray. Amen. This scripture reading follows where Jesus is talking that he is the good shepherd. And as we move into this verse, this scripture lesson for today, the Jews are now in the time of festival of dedication, which is also known as Hanukkah. It's winter. They've gathered. And there's Jews that have followed, and there's Jews that really still don't know anything about Jesus the Christ. And so they ask, "When are you going to tell us? Are you the Messiah? Tell us plainly." How many times have we heard something and we still don't take it in? They say that we need to hear things at least 7 times before we really get it. Well, I'm sure that Jesus has said more than 7 times that he was the Christ, that he and his Father are one. Yet they're still questioning, and he says, "You don't get it," in my words. "You don't get it because you're not my sheep. You don't follow me. You don't know who I am." My sheep, as you have it on the screen, isn't that a cute little lamb? My sheep know me. My sheep follow me. They know my voice. I couldn't help but think about Mother's Day and how our children know our voice and we know their voices. Although I always wondered how my mom, with just my brother and I for many years, she could not figure out who Tom and Sue were. Because Tom would say something and she would say Sue, and Sue would say something and she would say Tom. And I never could figure that out until I had kids. And then after having all the grandkids, you know, you start naming names, right? Of course, we know who they are, and Jesus knows who we are. Sometimes, even as children, do we always follow our parents? What about it, kids? Do you follow your parents all the time? Yeah, probably not. But are we supposed to follow our parents all the time? Yeah, they're not answering on that one either, are they? You see, Jesus wants us to follow him. We're all his children. Now, some people may not believe this, but Jesus is also mother and father, as we talk about Mother's Day today. God is mother and father because they're spirit. I hope I don't offend anybody with that, but it's true. They mother us, guiding us, taking us under their wing. That's even in our scriptures. and they lead us, and we are to follow. When we follow, we are in that place of accepting Jesus as Lord and Savior, and we will not be snatched away, as the scripture tells us. We will be assured of our salvation. Amen. It's a tough one to think our children will not be snatched away from our hands, but sometimes that's not always the case in real life. Sometimes children are snatched out of a parent's hand. There's battles between custody. There's trafficking. You want to think that this world is a place where it's just filled with joy and happiness. But sometimes on this day, it's a difficult day. And on this day, knowing that I'm a mom, but my mom's not here, can be hard. And I think about those who aren't parents that wish they were a mom, how hard it is. It's a mixed bag of emotions. To say that I'm a mom and to celebrate that is wonderful. But also, not have someone in our life that we call our child can be very devastating. So the good news of today is that we are all a child of God, and God is our mother as well as our father, and he loves us. And we are his sheep, and we can follow and know him. Amen. Today, my husband gets to be with his mom in Texas, being 93 years old and doing fairly well. I was excited that he could go, but that's why I am retiring, so that I can be with him when he goes on these journeys. That I don't have to be home and working while he's out being with family. Because that's what this is all about, is family. We are Jesus's family. We are his sheep. He is our shepherd, and he guides us and he leads us, and he will even take us home to be with him someday. I look forward to that day, although I hope it doesn't come too soon. But to look forward that I will be with him face to face is a day that we will all cherish. Not the ones that are left behind, for they hurt. But if we hear this scripture, we can see that Jesus is doing his work, guiding us and leading us, showing us, being our example, telling us how we should be, how we should do and serve, in order that we will not perish, but that we can be united with him. For the Father and Jesus, God, Father, Holy Spirit, are all one. The scripture is true. So I thought about this. I thought about his works, is his experience in life, and what he has done shows us who he is. And now we need to hear what he has done and what he's calling us to do. And then we need to follow and do what he's asking us to do. That's how we are his sheep. That's how we know his voice, is he is calling each one of us out. And say, come and follow me. Yet many who were following him, many who saw his experiences and had seen his healings and his teachings, still ask, are you the Messiah? Tell us plainly who you are. How many times does Jesus have to tell us over and over and over, I am the Messiah, I am the Christ, I am the Son of God? And yet, sometimes we still do not believe. I think sometimes it's more than 7 times. More than 70 times 7, as we talk about even in forgiveness. We have to open our hearts to hearing what God has said, and we have to believe it's true, trustworthy, and true. And in doing so, we don't have to have any fear because we are in the hands of Jesus Christ. We have salvation. We are His, but we must believe. We must hold on to that salvation and not fear. So that we have eternal life. Seems lately we've had several that have passed away and have had to do funerals. And we have one coming up this Tuesday here at the church. As I meet with families, there's a comfort to knowing that one who has accepted Jesus Christ is now in the hands of our Lord Jesus Christ, and it can be comforting. To know that their life has not been snatched out of Christ's hands, but has been placed joyfully in awe and reverence in Christ's hands. Sometimes life doesn't feel so peaceful. Sometimes life feels like it has been snatched up. We have illness and we have diseases. We have work issues and stress. We have death. But God continues to come back and share with us the promises that He gives to us, that there is hope. I will never snatch you out of my hands. You are in my hands. But we need to believe in that. We need to follow that. We need to share that. We need to know that. So that we will not fall away, but that we will follow our Lord. I look at that precious picture of the sheep. They're so young when they're like this one that is in the picture. You know, when they're very little and they just follow along with their mother. Can you picture it in your mind? They're just little legs just following mom and milking, and mom's taking care of her. Or him. Our moms are doing that today, whether they're here with us or not. But more importantly, Jesus is doing that. He is taking care of us as we know Him, as we follow Him, as we believe in Him. He is there leading us and guiding us all the way. Question is, will we continue to follow? Do we believe? For it's not Jesus that moves away. It's always us that move away. Are we in His hands? Are you in His hands, following Him faithfully each and every day? He wants to take care of you, just as your mom wants to take care of you. Let's pray. Oh God, we thank You for Your Son, that you are mother and father to us, that you help take care of us and guide and lead us, nurture us, and always welcome us in your hand with open arms. May we continue to be your sheep, to know you and to follow you. In the name of Christ, we pray. Amen. Now, our youth are going to do the morning offering. If they will come up and get the plates, they may need a little guidance if anybody, but I think they're good to go. Please stand as able. Lord, I thank you for our young people who are learning to serve you, who know your name. They are your sheep. We ask, Lord, that as we have placed our offering on your altar, that it is blessed and multiplied, that others may know who you are, that they too receive salvation, that they too follow you as your sheep. In the name of Christ, we pray. Amen. We walk by, walk with me is our closing song. Walk with me. Thank you. as you go forth this week, I pray that you will follow Jesus, hearing his voice, for you are his sheep. No mothers, happy Mother's Day. And may God bless you. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Celebration and the ceremony, this silence on earth.